Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, coming to you recorded live from Europe's biggest consumer shindig, IFA.
Einigkeit und Recht und Freiheit für das deutsche Vaterland.
Beautiful. Well, we're not actually, but Chris Smith is.
Hello.
Thank you. More from him later. Coming up with a show more packed than a giant Bockverse in a tiny Lederhosen. We have the latest on new rivals to the EPC and the MacBook Air, both X-rated. You'll be interested to hear. TV, not new, but suddenly sexier thanks to the latest innovations from Toshiba, Philips and Sony. We'll be picking through the pixels. And the PS4, no, not announced and possibly not ever announced. We'll be finding out why one expert thinks it's history. And don't get excited by an Xbox 720 either. Joining me on this tech quest, as ever, is Mr. T3's Duncan Bell, everybody. Welcome.
Mr. T3's Duncan Bell, yes. Hello.
Hello.
We were actually going to pretend to be broadcasting live from Germany, but
yeah,
we decided
that
it was beyond our thespian skills.
But we've got Chris there, so that's okay.
It's probably a better idea on balance.
Before we beam back live to Germany, I must ask, what's been chafing your loins this week?
Not very much, because I've been too busy for loin chafage, but there was one thing, which is, this is another bugbear of mine, which I haven't brought up before, is high-end hi-fi.
Ah, yes.
And I had a conversation with the person who PRs this, and it's the Metronome Technology Kalista, and it's 30 grand's worth of CD player, basically, but it's only a CD player. You have to add a 10 grand power supply and a 10 grand digital-to-analog converter.
So hold on. After spending 30 grand on the CD player.
Yeah, you're only halfway there. And then another 5 grand on a thing to clean your electricity, because that's important. But what I love about it is it looks like a big acrylic wedding cake. And it's got the thing on top where you put the CD. It's got what I can only describe as a saucepan lid that goes over the top of it.
It does look a bit like a pressure cooker.
It's like it's being served up to you in an expensive restaurant.
Well,
your Rush CD, sir.
That's how I'd want my CD served if I'd spent 50 grand on the
equipment. Well, quite. And then the thing is, people are into high-end hi-fi. They only ever listen to crap music on anyway.
Well,
why spend 50 grand to listen to a Genesis album, I ask you? Yeah, I mean, there's no point in buying something like that and then listening to Pig Destroyer or Fugazi.
Especially if you get all your music from LimeWire or something.
Well, exactly, yeah, which I do. So that was pretty good.
Okay. Well, this is our IFA special. Special how? This special, because by the power of technology, I can now cross live to Germany. Come in, Chris.
Oh, how are you doing, guys?
It's so slick. How's it going down there at IFA?
It's not too bad today. I'm nursing a slight hangover thanks to the people at Sony last night. But,
excellent. I was going to ask, how many beers have you had in litres?
Dude, I don't know, like, really huge beer, kind of like 1.5 litres. Thankfully, I didn't have any of those, but there was plenty of alcohol. Topped off with a couple of white Russians towards the end of the evening as well, which was quite...
A couple of what?
White Russians, right?
It's a drink.
I thought you said white mushrooms. I was wondering what those Sony PRs were doing down there. So, what's been catching your eye at IFA, then?
Well, at the moment, we're filming a video on the Sony TV, really, the Bravia ZX1, which is like 9.5 mm thin, which is like the world's thinnest LCD TV, which is absolutely awesome. It's like the thickness of a slice of bread.
Mm. Any shockingly bad stands down there?
Do you know what, mate? I haven't really had a chance to look around the stand yesterday, because we got here, and it was a talking site. Nothing was ready. Like, all the stands were being put together. The only thing that we really saw was the major tech manufacturers who had their press conferences and stuff ready. But all the little stuff that you kind of look forward to at these events was nowhere to be seen.
What a disappointment.
A huge disappointment.
So, pick of the show so far, I'm guessing you're saying that's Sony TV.
Yeah, and we saw a pretty cool 3D TV on the LG stand as well.
Oh, they always roll those out. Don't be swayed by that. And this is all going up on T3.com, presumably.
Yes, it is. I think we posted like tons today. So
So have a look on there for the latest from Chris. Chris, man, stay there. Stay on the line if you can. We'll get your opinions on a few other things as well.
Okay.
Now, before we get on to the real meat on the bone, Duncan, the PS4. You've been banging on about this all week. What are you on about?
I haven't been banging on about it all week. I sent a jokey email to the effect that maybe they'll launch PS4 at IFA.
You sent me more than one email on this.
Well, once I get a comic theme going, I like to try and
you weren't actually alluding to the fact that PS4 might be launching at IFA.
No, I believe that's called wishful thinking. But it's, there's a school of thought which says there'll never be a PS4, of course.
Well, yeah, I was going to bring this up because I have been reading in the past few days that the PS4 and indeed the Xbox 720 are unlikely, and these could be the last of the consoles.
Yes,
ever.
The last of their kind. Like, it'll go the same way as the British car industry or, charming Americans. There'll just be no more of them. I do understand the argument, because the argument is that if everything moves to being bought online, shops will have no games to sell, no physical games to sell, in which case they won't want to sell the consoles as well.
Well, the point is that the console is kind of like, it's the thing that stops you copying games, essentially.
Yeah, because it's entirely a hardware-based model.
But if you've got to pay a subscription to play the game, you can copy the game all you like.
Yeah, if everything moves over to, you can get a free version that's advertising paid for, or, that is reliant on being online all the time. And the other thing is, everybody's known for a long time that PCs, in a way, are always going to be better for gaming, or have the potential to be better for gaming.
But hideously expensive.
Well, yeah, but coming down all the time. And, the PS3 is hardly being given away free with cornflakes, is it?
This is true. Well, we will be speaking to our man from AMD later. He was banging on about gaming, super gaming rigs the other day. So we'll see what he's got to say about all that later. Moving swiftly on to the next page. There we go.
Everything's on a slight time lag this week. It's European time.
New laptops, Duncan. Ah, yes. Specifically, an E-Killer. And a MacBook Air Assassin. Do tell.
A MacBook Air Assassin? Oh, sorry, yes. That's the Samsung's MacBook Air Assassin.
Yep.
Which is the
Samsung X360, yeah.
I got confused there because I thought that was a typo, because I thought somebody had put together Xbox 360 and a Samsung product in a rapidly typed.
Does the world need another netbook in the form of the LG X110?
And this is the 10-inch one. No. It doesn't. And I'm completely bored with small notebooks now. Mm. A couple of years ago, these kind of mini notebooks, they were known as laptops. So in a way, it's like going back to like having a sort of 10 to 12 inch screen and not much processing power.
That was
state of the art.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 years
Chris,
ago.
Chris, let's fade you up. Are you, you're still there, mate? Can you hear us? He's gone off for another beer, hasn't he?
Hey, I'm picking me up again now.
So
I was drinking another beer.
Oh, I knew it. This little LG. Have you managed to see this?
The netbook.
Yeah.
The netbook. Yeah, I've seen the netbook. It's kind of nice.
Kind of nice. Like, we're just saying we're not that thrilled.
No, I wasn't that thrilled. It's some of those netbooks that are just really, really cheap.
Yeah.
Well, this one looks kind of less cheap. But it's going to cost like £320, which is
€399. That is more than the E. It does have a large hard drive, but it's not a solid state one or anything
flashy.
Yeah, that's
a hard drive.
Yeah,
but I wasn't overly impressed. It's like I don't think it's really going to, like any of these new releases, they're not really going to bother the E PC that much. I don't think
it's not going to set the world on fire. Okay, well, possibly setting the world on fire would be the Samsung X360. They've cheekily advertised this as lighter than air. I can't think who they're alluding to there. You've not seen this yet, I think you were saying.
I have to check out the Samsung phone. Yeah, but I heard that. What a stupid name! That's really going to get like. Caught in the shuffle of Xbox 360, don't you think?
Quite. Yeah, that is a crummy name. It's lighter than the Air, but it's larger than the Air. It's 16.7 millimetres thick to 30 millimetres thick at its biggest, which compares to like the Air, which is just wafer thin, isn't it? It's 4 millimetres at its thinnest and 19 at its thickest.
Yeah.
So if it's not ultra thin, what's the point?
And if it's that light, it's going to feel quite plasticky.
Is it actually lighter than air?
It's not actually lighter than air, sadly. No, it doesn't float.
You have to nail it to the table.
That would be good. But there's a few more exciting things at IFA. I think probably the TVs. I'm thinking here of announcements from Philips, Toshiba and Sony. And now, you were mentioning the Sony TV just before. So how cool is this? This is the Sony KDL40ZX1. Or just the ZX1 for short, I think you were saying?
Yeah, to give it a full title. I really like it, man. They're kind of thinking outside the box, to speak, because they've got this built this external wireless thing which transmits HD from the wireless box.
Yeah, just explain about that, because it's only got one HDMI port, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, because you've got this, you kind of got this cool box that you can even put in another room. So it's got like a carrying distance of 30 metres. So
you could have your Blu-ray box in another room, basically, and your PS3 and all that kind of gubbins.
Yeah, you can have everything in another room, and you can kind of keep it tucked away in a nice cupboard, so you've not got all cables hanging out from your TV and making everything look fantastic.
That is fantastic, actually. Toshiba are promising this next year, so it's pretty cool that Sony are there already. They're launching this, what, in November in Japan?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, so no doubt we'll see it, I don't know, 2011 or something. But one quite cool thing from Japan is finally arriving in the UK this year, which is the XEL1 OLED. That's the tiny little 11-inch. Have they got that there in Germany?
They've got that there, yeah. I was just having a little look at it before, and it looks pretty nifty.
It's 3 millimetres thick, which is just crazy.
Isn't it? So sick.
Yeah, I've got a place for it in my kitchen if anyone wants to send us one, you know. But it's about two grand or something stupid, I think, but never mind. That's the Sony. The Toshiba, the Regza ZF, they've gone for upscaling. Is this any good?
Well, I don't know, man. I don't quite understand it. If you buy an upscaling TV, do you need an upscaling DVD player as well, or will it upscale?
If you get an upscaling TV and an upscaling DVD player, will it be super upscaled?
Yeah, super upscale. Will it be like something like 2060p, 2160p?
Well, they have made this crazy mention of the fact that they've got this upscaling TV now, but they're going to be launching TVs with 4,000 by 2,000 pixels and 8,000 by 4,000 pixels, which is just crazy talk. That's HHHD.
Yeah, what are you supposed to view on that?
Okay, it's going to look so shit, I think, man.
Yeah, well, perhaps they're going to be bringing out, I don't know, a super HD DVD player that with discs that'll have crazy resolution.
It's like you lost the format wars
all along, and Toshiba are really plotting like the greatest thing of all time and not just completely looking like idiots for the last. They've actually got something on their sleeve and they're just woozing us all with their comical upscaling.
You never know. Did you get a chance to see the new Philips yet?
Not yet. I'm heading there after I get off the phone to you, I think.
Good. Well, they're claiming that this is better, that this is their new LED Lux. Lux.
Mm-hmm.
9800 series. They're claiming it's better than the Aurea 2, which is quite good. So on that basis, this should be rather stunning. The idea is it has 1,152 LEDs, which allow it to display bright whites and deep blacks at the same time. So we'll let you have a look at that, and perhaps you can tell us next week how exciting that is. It's also got a 2 million to 1 contrast ratio, which just sounds crazy. But,
awesome.
They can bung us one of those as well if they like. Anyway, Chris, thanks very much for joining us, and don't get too drunk out there, will you?
No, I won't. Dan, I miss your sexy voice.
What?
And I can't wait to get back next week.
I think that was a compliment. Great. All right. See you, mate. See you next week, Chris. Cheers a lot.
See you, mate. See you, guys. See you, Dan.
See ya.
Well, there we go. That was Chris in at IFA. he does sound hungover, actually.
The joys of technology. Yeah, it was somebody who's both hungover and then coming down a slightly dodgy phone line.
The combination isn't great. But I think we got the gist that he does like the Sony there. I am looking forward to seeing that. And this wireless HD does sound quite cool.
That's a great idea. It's only 1080i at the moment.
Because that's the whole problem. Yeah, that is true. That is true. But, you know, you get this ultra-thin TV that looks dead sexy, and then you've got, like, a load of boxes and wires.
Yeah, I think it's a brilliant idea.
Awesome. Right, okay. Well, yes, Sony, please send us that. Now, we were talking about exciting computing feats, the new two new laptops, and we haven't had our weekly update from Mr. AMD, Richard Huddy, with the last, actually, of our ATI graphics card giveaways. I did have a chat with him earlier. Here's how it went down. Okay, we're back with Richard Huddy from AMD. How are you doing, Richard?
I'm very good, thank you, Dan.
How are you? This is the last week we'll have you here. Oh. It's very sad.
It's sad to go.
Which also means this is the last week we'll be giving away some AMD goodies, which is very sad. But we do have an AMD HD 3850 to give away worth £90, which is not to be sniffed at.
It's another goodie.
I think we've already seen this one. This is sort of fairly hardcore gaming, fairly hardcore HD video watching.
Absolutely. Great for both of those.
Yeah. That's a modest score, £90. Not too bad. Okay, so you can win one of these. But we haven't actually mentioned in the 3 weeks that you've already been here anything about laptops, really, to any great extent. AMD have got their Puma platform.
It's true. It's true.
Which is going up against Centrino 2 in the battle of the the laptop chipsets.
Oh, I think we're all looking forward to a crushing victory here for Puma as well.
Well, I know you are. Go on, come on, try and convince me. What is Puma got over Centrino 2?
So the cool stuff about this is that we built a properly optimized platform. The key objective for us was to let someone play a movie all the way from start to finish, even something
that's fairly crucial.
That's heavyweight like a Blu-ray disc, and play it all the way through from start to finish without the battery.
And it's not going to die on me.
That's right. That's
right.
Absolutely the objective. And in fact, if you're doing other stuff, you can get 5 or 6 hours of usage out of these
pieces. Big is Blu-ray on laptops, really? Because it's quite a small screen that you've got to start. I mean, is it that much of a better experience to have a Blu-ray movie as opposed to a DVD?
Yeah, I have to say, personally, I think it is, especially if you've got yourself a decent quality laptop. If you've got something with high resolution, then the quality really shows. Otherwise, it just looks rather blurry.
Okay.
And if you're stuck on an aeroplane or something like that, which is certainly happens to me far too often, then being able to watch in a...
They are terrible screens on aeroplanes.
They are.
Absolutely dreadful. Yeah, okay.
I can 320 see... by 240
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, whipping out your widescreen high-def laptop would probably do it then.
It's
okay, but
blessing.
You promise, yeah. Puma, it'll run the full length of the movie.
Absolutely. That's all you got to do is build a proper PC around it. Yeah.
Well, I'd have Intel on to explain about the benefits of some description of Centurion 2, but they don't sponsor us, so they can take a hike as far as I'm concerned. But you do, and that means that we've got an AMD HD 3850 to give away, which is rather nice. All you got to do to win yourself one of these is tell us we've just been talking about high res. Tell us what res 1080p is. I'll give you a clue. Half the answer is 1080. So you're halfway there already. As I always say, Google is your friend on these things, but all you've got to do is email us your answer to t3@futurenet.co.uk. That is t3@futurenet.co.uk. Just tell us what the resolution of 1080p is, and we'll probably just hand you out one of these AMD HD 3850s. That's how nice we are. Anyway, thank you very much, Richard. It's been very nice having you these past 4 weeks.
Huge pleasure. I've enjoyed it greatly. Thanks a lot, mate.
Cheers. And no doubt we'll see you again. Okay, well, that just about completes our tour of IFA and our AMD giveaways. This is the last chance to win one this week, so do email in. Duncan, have you got last week's winner?
Yes, I have.
Extraordinary.
I'm in a spirit of Teutonic efficiency. I actually do have the winner, yeah. It's Kevin Stroud, or possibly Kevin from Stroud. No, Kevin Stroud from Southampton.
There we go. Did he lavish us with praise as requested?
He says praise. Sorry, not going to give you any praise.
Oh.
Well, any gratuitous praise, but your podcast does go well after Friday morning fry up. And then also, funnily enough, says, have you any future plans for on location podcasts?
We have actually. Yeah, well,
we just did one.
We did. I suppose we just did that live. I think we do want to take the podcast on the road. Maybe Southampton will be our first stop. Who knows?
It's the obvious first stop for a technology based podcast.
Southampton, town of the city of the future.
Akihabara, and then on to Southampton.
Absolutely, yeah. Excellent. Okay, good. Well, that is just about all we have time for. Just time, Duncan, for your quick fire reactions to this week's last words.
Oh, yeah.
The Squeezebox Boom Network Player.
Boom network player.
Boom.
Shake the room.
It's a boom box for the 21st century.
Yeah. Well, Squeezebox stuff is always good. I like that.
Excellent. TomTom Go X40 Live, which continually adapts to road conditions.
I don't really understand what that means, but yeah. It sounds very impressive. Love to see it in action. Have no idea what it means.
Excellent. Barack Obama.
He's some sort of politician.
Good. And the ultra slim Panasonic Blu-ray players.
Yeah, they're quite nice. Still, I'm still sticking with DVD personally because I'm a Luddite.
And if you've got wireless HD, then HDMI, then really doesn't matter if your Panasonic Blu-ray player is that thin.
Well, that's a good point, yeah. Mm. You can make him look as crap as you like because then you just shove him in a cupboard.
We don't care. Okay, well, our triometer says if you were a tree, you'd be an ash. Interesting. This is all we have time for. See T3.com for all the latest. Find the new compact T3 magazine in your local newsagent and find us on iTunes under Gadget Podcast. Till next week, I've been Dan Maudsley and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.